Derech Eretz Kadmah Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horetz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Simcha. Simcha is an integral Midah in our Avodah Hashem, and specifically since the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah was that God has spoken, we'll do it and we'll listen. It's not enough to just perform the commandment. It's not enough to learn Hashem's Torah. It's not enough to live mitzvos. It has to be done with joy. And the Pasuk specifically tells us that in Tehillim, Sefer Ketuvim, the book of Tehillim, in chapter 100, Kapitel Kuf, the Pasuk says, Mizmor l'soda, a song of thanksgiving, Hariyu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz. Shout the whole earth unto God. Call out the whole earth unto God. Pasuk Beis. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha ba'u l'farnav b'rinana. King David, the psalmist, tells us how a Jew must serve Hashem. Serve Hashem with simcha, with gladness, with joy. Come before him with song. Rav Sham Sharon Fowler Hirsch, in his commentary to Tehillim, speaks about this verse. And he says, what does avodas Hashem mean? The pasuk begins with Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Rav Sham Sharon Fowler Hirsch says, it is regrettable that the concept of divine service, avodat Hashem, is understood to consist primarily of prayer and sacrifice in the temple and synagogues. So we talk about serving Hashem, Ivdu es Hashem. Does that mean we're speaking about specifically prayer and sacrifice, tefillah and korbanot that existed b'zman shebeit hamikdash haya kaim, and today in the batei knesiot? This is not in accordance with the Jewish idea of avodat Hashem. Rather, says Rav Sham Sharon Fowler, the true service of God is primarily and most truly performed in the process of day-to-day living. When David HaMelech tells us, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God b'simcha, you know what he means? Not only when you're olah l'regel, not only when you go up to the Beit HaMikdash, not only when you go to Beit Knesset and daven where it's Shabbos or Chagim. It means every single day of your life, day-to-day living. To serve God, says Rav Hirsch, means to devote all of one's energy, all of one's talents at one's disposal, and every moment of one's life to the execution of God's will. And one whose entire life is devoted to service of God is called truly an Eved Hashem. It is true that prayer, tefillah, and the offering of sacrifices, korbanot, are called divine service. Through them, we prepare to consecrate ourselves for our daily living of service of God. What does this have to do with Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha? So that's Ivdu es Hashem. That's the first part of the pasuk. We have to know that service of God does not mean b'zman shebeit hamikdash haya kaim, when you brought the korbanot, now you serve Hashem. It does not mean only when you stand at the Beit Knesset, now you serve Hashem. It means in day-to-day living, to use all your talents and means and at your disposal, every moment of one's life to the execution of God's will. That is truly what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And then, says Rav Hirsch, his entire life, when he devotes himself to service of God, that is called an Eved Hashem. What does it have to do with the next word? Ivdu et Hashem, now we understand what that means, always and everywhere, b'simcha. Says Rav Sham Sharon Fowler Hirsch, mankind is called upon to dedicate itself to this life of solemn divine service. So you might think, oh, solemn divine service. Should I walk around angry? Should I walk around upset? Should I walk around with a downcast face? Should I walk around frightened? Solemn divine service, but it shall be with rejoicing. And man must complete the service of God with joy. For such a life, and such a life only, can give us true simcha, says Rav Sham Sharon Fowler Hirsch. Of course we must have seriousness in our avodah Hashem. Of course we must take life and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah mitzvot in a serious, mature, understanding, adult-like fashion. But how must it be done? With rejoicing, and all of the mitzvot must be completed with joy. For such a life, says Rav Hirsch, and such a life only gives us true simcha. What is true simcha? He defines it. The feeling of steady and constant spiritual and moral growth. You ask someone, what's simcha? Is simcha a parade? Is simcha a party? Is simcha fancy food? Is simcha all the laughter and levity and material things that abound in society around us? The feeling of steady and constant spiritual and moral growth, the continuous growth of all that is in us, this is a blissful joy of life. Our verse says when a person attains this, the joy is not changed by outer circumstances which life may bring. We all face different nisyonot, hurdles, trials and tribulations in life. When a person serves God with true simcha, steady and constant spiritual and moral growth, then outward circumstances do not shake him and disrupt that simcha. Thus, serving God with all of our lives should not be a burden, born out of fear, says Rav Hirsch. No, we are summoned to serve God with gladness and to serve him outside the confines of the temple. Don't wait for the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt. It should be immediately on our day. Serve him now with joy. Only if we thus serve him in our everyday lives, then we can say, Bo, the fun of Bir Nana. The mood of joy will remain in our hearts as a result, and that will truly accompany us into the house of God. Sheibana b'mhir b'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Kol tov. Thank you so much, and I wish everybody a wonderful day.